I play the song over and over again for an hour until Christina can't stand it anymore and takes me home. I already know "You Can't Do That" by heart and sing it to myself as I trail my hand along the privet hedges, pulling off the leaves and digging my thumbnail into the rubbery green flesh every time I get to the chorus. "Ooh, you can't do that." I can still hear John Lennon's voice in my head. Not a scary rumble like my dad's, but familiar and approachable, a bit nasal like mine. That's it. He's like me, except a boy. Through tree-lined streets, past the terraced houses, I float, catching glimpses of those other, happier families through the illuminated squares of their little brick boxes. But today, I'm not jealous. I'm not looking in windows for comfort anymore. Under lamp posts and cherry trees I glide, stepping on the cracks between the paving stones and squashing pink blossom under my Clark's sandals. I no longer have time for childish things. Until today, I thought life was always going to be made up of sad, angry grown-ups, dreary music, stewed meat, boiled vegetables, church, and school. Now everything's changed. I've found the meaning of life hidden in the grooves of a flat black plastic disc. I promise myself I will get to that new world, but I don't know how to make it happen. What or who could possibly help me get closer to that parallel universe? I look up and down the street as if someone might pop out of a doorway and whisk me away. But all I can see are houses, 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 stretching off into infinity. I feel sick. I hate them.